Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Idea. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh girl, I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I'm
to be 100 years old. With your kisses, to do me this way.
Down the bayou, my Yvonne, sweetest one, me oh my oh, son of me gun, will have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya and a crawfish pie and a filet gumbo, cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Jeremy.
Pick guitar and fill the jar and be gay, son of me gun, will have big fun on the bayou. Tippy door, fountain or the place is buzzing. Ten folk come see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my. Son of me gun will have big fun on the bayou.
Jambalaya, crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo, cause tonight I'm gonna see Mama Jeremy.
Pick guitar and fill the jar and the gale. Son of me gun will have big fun on the bayou. Son of me gun will have big fun on the bayou.
Yeah,
dude.
Bolt Reynolds coming in, finishing up with a couple country twos, Lefty Frizzle and Hank Williams
Jr. I can only play what I want to hear, dude.
You know what?
I don't care.
It's funny. I was reading what the radio station wrote for whoever did it. Thank you. I take it as a compliment, but they're like, schizo vinyl show for the eclectic. You know, it's like.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
That's us. Like,
yeah, dude. I love it.
They said mostly vinyl, but we're pretty much all vinyl other than like
pretty
the intro,
vinyl,
just
dude.
So I could switch over real quick.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new year. Like, I only have, like, 200 records, I think. So, they're all new again.
Yeah, me too. In the bag here.
You would have to open two record stores, dude, to fucking sell your records.
Dude, you know what? It's just a matter of, it's like people go, like, why do you, like, carry, like, a Beatles record that's worth a couple hundred dollars over the radio station or whatever? Yeah. I'm like, dude, they're made to play. I mean, yeah. If I wanted to collect them and sell them, you know, to me, it's a pleasure of listening.
For sure, dude.
It's brought me pleasure my whole life.
Yes. Vinyl's so much better than the fucking MP3s were conditioned to.
Dude, the warm sound, like, when you put on X, that was so good.
I can't believe it.
I mean,
like, you hear shit that you don't hear when you listen to it online, like YouTube or Spotify. They have to compress it, and it just doesn't translate.
You know, it's okay. Like when you're in your car.
Song. I mean, I listen to cool. You know, it's you're listening to it, but you're missing the good parts.
I mean, I'm not Elvis. I don't have a record player in my car, so it's like, you know, his limo had a record player in it.
Yeah, dude,
that's so sick.
That's pretty fucking funny.
That's my dream.
TVs and record players,
right?
Yeah, that was the shit. And
lots of pills.
That was the shit.
That's what he had. His own doctor, right?
Poor Elvis.
Yeah, dude. That's a, have you watched that
Elvis is like
movie?
Fucking like Michael Jackson, dude. It's like it's sad how they just like they were so good, but
yeah, it's just it's sad because management. You know, it's like the Colonel, right? Have you seen the movie where Tom Hanks plays the Colonel and the young kid? He's been in a couple movies that
the Colonel of what?
Yeah, his name was the Colonel, like his manager.
What's the movie?
Elvis, I think, or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's pretty good. The kid who was in that Bicycle Riders or whatever, the biker movie or whatever, plays him. And he does a pretty good job.
Right on.
I mean, I don't know. The end, I didn't think was as good as it could be, but it tells a story, you know, how he just got roped in.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, the guy was an avid gambler and owed the mob tons of money, so he had to...
Elvis did?
No, the Colonel.
Oh, the Colonel, okay.
Dude, you gotta... It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
So they, like, kept him in a room and, like, brought him down to play, you know, and it's just like, you gotta do, like, a show every night type thing, and he wanted to go tour the world, and they're like, no, you can't. Like,
whoa.
You gotta play here. And,
whoa.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. He was, like, held hostage.
Wow.
So...
Yeah, I know nothing about
that
story.
He was so fucked up, you know, he just didn't give a fuck.
No, dude, I would love to party with Elvis. It's like late night, and they're like, let's go get fucking sandwiches at this fucking place. And they'd like open up the restaurant, and he'd go fucking eat like crazy fucking bananas and fucking bacon and shit.
Yeah, dude, I mean, can you imagine? Like, I mean, that's like the modern day guys who go out and just go nuts, you know?
Yeah.
So speaking of which, I'm going to play, now that you've done a little set, I'm going to come back in. I'm going to kick off with the Beastie Boys.
Let's see what you got.
And, dude, there's some stories. Like, I mean, one time they were in a hotel room, and some of their friends were in the room downstairs.
Yeah.
So somehow, I don't know how they got, but they got, like, a chainsaw, and they cut a hole through the floor so they could jump down to the room below.
No way.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Oh, fucking. I wish I could have hit it with the rock star thing, dude. I'd be good at that. I'd be good at fucking shit up.
Well, we've told this story, but it was probably like a couple hundred shows ago. But we both, when we were younger, were at that License to Ill show,
dude.
At the
first
Center.
Tour, Flint Center and at Danza College.
Right? And do you remember who opened for him?
Hold on. Fuck.
Fishbone and Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
And it was sponsored by Budweiser. So there were like Budweiser cases
flats,
all over the...
Flats of Budweiser cans, dude.
Dude, and they killed it. I mean, it was such a good
dude,
show.
Mixmaster Mike was on the...
It wasn't Mixmaster Mike yet. He didn't come around until later. Because he's from Sacramento. And he like sent them recordings all the time. And they decided to like hire him.
Who was the first one?
I don't remember that DJ's
name.
I should totally know it, dude. I'm so bad.
No, he had tall boys like fucking... The DJ stage was on like a 10-foot tall fucking tall boy fucking like platform.
Crazy, dude.
Budweiser.
Memories. But License to Ill, we were both there at that tour. I bought a long sleeve t-shirt at that show where it said like Beastie Boys on the front and it had like the License to Ill. It had the airplanes down the arms.
Yeah, I had to... I moved to Sonoma when that year, I think, or a year before. And me and Benny Durbridge, we hitchhiked from Sonoma to De Anza College.
Crazy.
It took us like fucking 8 hours, dude. Nobody picked us up.
So
nobody picked us up. We walked like half the fucking freeway, jumped on a bus, a train, plane, everything, dude. It was insane.
So it's kind of funny. This goes along with our set. But the first show I ever saw there was the Beastie Boys. I've seen two shows. And the last show was right before COVID. It was Willie Nelson and family.
No way.
When he had like his 90-something-year-old sister on piano, and she was just insanely good. Like, just tearing it up. He's like, this is my older sister, or my big sister. And I'm like, holy shit. She was like
Willie
Jerry Lee
Nelson,
Lewis.
Dude. Can't believe he's still alive.
Dude, it's crazy. So, hey, I want to announce on February 28th, Mubuhay Gardens is back over in North Beach, famous punk place, and we're going to be sponsored a show there. Come on out and check it out. There's going to be a bunch of famous punk artists from way back when.
It's at 443, it's funny, it's my mom's fucking address, dude. My mom's address is 443 Brazil Street, but this is Broadway.
Dude, you're going to have people over at your mom's house.
I'm just kidding. No, 443 Broadway in San Francisco. The Mubuhay is like, I don't know how they pulled it off.
I mean, they're back.
The bar scene's dead in the city, so they're like, fuck it, let's go punk again.
Dude, I'm going to make sure. We're going to try and get in there. Who knows? Maybe we can even DJ for a little while, but we'll try.
It's all good, dude.
It's rad. But you know what? It's one of those things. I'm proud that more venues, you know, with the Parkside, I think they're renovating. I think they're coming back. But I heard Bottom of the Hill's closed at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, Bottom of the Hill's done.
Slim's was gone. They were YOLO, I mean, for a while.
Slim's and some gone. Open rapper bottom. Gone. Fucking Paradise, dude. Long gone.
Trocadero, Hemlock.
Trocadero, dude.
Yeah, dude. Kilowatt came back, which is really cool.
Yeah.
We got to go over there on February 5th and check that stuff out. All right. Another fun time.
Sweet.
And then, dude, Mosswood Meltdown's coming up. Did you see the lineup for that? John Spitz. Waters. Dude, the Spitz Dead Milkmen are coming back.
I like the Spitz, dude.
Pavement it's on all Friday night.
It's like Slayer of punk, though. Like, every song just goes, and they sound the same, and it just keeps on going, dude. And it's great.
Dude, when we saw the Spitz, when Kilowatt opened back up, we went and saw that show. It was just packed. We were, like, against the wall.
Remember that stage dive?
The stage dive, dude. I think it's on the Skeevy Sideshow Instagram. But
I think I have. Yeah.
Somebody just fell from the sky. Fucking
came out of nowhere.
Yeah, we should have gone to that person's funeral, but...
Fuck.
So, I'm going to come back in and spin some records and kick it off with Something's Gotta Give by the Beastie Boys.
Cool, dude.
And let's
have some fun. What record is that one on?
What is it? Root Down?
Is that like their second or third record?
No, it's later.
Later?
I don't have it right here. Hold on. I'll turn around and grab the record.
All right. Fucking making Skeevy, like, look that shit up.
I was right. Root Down.
Nice. So what is that, like the fourth record, fifth record?
I think it's... I never listened to any of that shit.
It's like punk died. I don't know if you guys know this, but punk died like in 86. And 87, the Beastie Boys were around, and it was like this hip-hop scene that came out of nowhere. And if you wanted to be on the edge, you had to listen to hip-hop.
When it was like power pop at the time, or alternative. I mean,
what would you call the Beastie Boys? That's not really hip-hop.
Well, Beastie Boys start off as a punk band.
But what was License to Ill, though? How do you classify that?
I mean, it was like Run DMC on steroids, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how they, you know, they came out of New York City.
Was that Rick Rubin who did?
Rick Rubin produced them later. I don't know if he did the first album. I think he did. Okay, I guess he did. But
Rick Rubin.
He's a nut.
Dude, the big Jewish guy with the beard and the hat.
Yeah, but who would think you could take three scrawny white dudes from the, I think they're from the Bronx, right, or Brooklyn? And,
I would love to see how that all went down, dude. I would love to see how they had, like...
Well, they were good musicians.
What was his input, though? It's like...
Yeah, he's like, give him a shot. But they could hold it down. And then, you know, Run DMC, it was just killer. In fact, I'll play some Run DMC maybe after this song.
Sweet.
I think I have a record in there.
All right, let's let it rip.
So let's go with some... We'll go from Hank Williams. This is the Skeevy Sideshow at its finest. Hank Williams Jr. to Beastie Boys.
On Radio Valencia.fm.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers.
Thought that I jumped in the river, but the doggone river was dry.
My nuts!
Child, the weeping and wailing is not enough deed.
That's going well. Delicious.
Oh, Worse! Of course you will, if there's a chance.